Okay, the fourth day. Vayom Elokim, and God said, Yehi Ma'orot, let there be Ma'orot. So Ma'orot means illuminaries or lights, but it's without the two Vavs, that's why you have two dots here. It should say Mem Aleph Vav Reish Vav Aleph Vav Taf. It says without the Vav. So the Torah wrote it without the Vav. Now the Loshen for Ma'orot without a Vav is Ma'ara. Ma'ara means like a curse, something bad. So the way it's written in the Torah is written as a curse, something bad, a sign of something bad. So Rashi's going to comment on that soon, we'll see. Birkiya Hashamayim, in the firmament of the heavens, i.e. in the heavens, wherever, right? So these are heavenly things. Lahavdil, and what's the purpose of these lights? To separate Bein Hayom Ubein Halayla, between the day and between night. So the purpose of these illuminaries is to separate or make a distinguish between night and day. So, okay. Why do we need to distinguish between night and day? Vayu, and not only that, Vayu le'otot, and there will be for signs. Signs means that they'll tell you something. Someone gives you a sign. You know, you have street signs. It tells you this way you can only turn that right, you can only turn left, you have to go straight. There's something about in front of you, right? It's a sign. Lotot. Ulamoadim. And to give you periods of time. Ulayamim. And to define for you days. Vishanim and years. So now we're talking about periods of time. Right now we're talking about these gives you time. Not only does it give you time, it gives you what else? Gives you signs. It separates between night and day. What else does it do? And it's also ma'arot. Ma'ara is curses, whatever that means. Vayuhu, we're going to read the whole thing and then we'll come back. Vahayu lema'arot. Now it says with a vav, right? Birkiya hashamayim, they'll be in the heavens. Laha'ir, to give light al ha'aret. Vayichen, and it was thus. Vayas Elokim, and God made et shnei hamaorot hagdolim. He made two big illuminaries, two big ones. How does that sound? Two big ones sounds as if they're too big and equal. Et hamaor hagadol, the big one, lememshalat hayom, to be have dominion of the day. Et hamaor hakaton, and the small one, the small illuminary, lememshalat halayla, to have dominion of the night. Ve'et ha-kochavim, and it made for it also its kochavim, its stars. So we're seeing a very strange thing. He starts off by saying he made two big lights, and then he said he made a big one and a small one, and with the small one he made the stars. So it's a very funny verse. It sounds as if there were two, and then they became one big, one small. Two big, then became one big, one small. Okay, we'll see what happens. Vayiten otam, and he placed them, God placed them, Elokim, birkiya hashamayim, in the heavens, la'ir ala aretz, to give light on the land. Right? Okay? V'limshol b'yom, and to give dominion in the day, u'balayla, and in the night, u'lahavdil, and to separate, bein ha'or, between the light, u'bein ha'choshech, and the night. We thought we had that before, right? Vayar Elokim, and God saw Kitov. This is a good thing. Vayere, Vayiboke, Yom Revi. It's the fourth day. At night, it was day, the fourth day. Now let's see some of the Rashi's here and see like how Rashi deals with some of these problems. So now, we already created, didn't we? Separation of day and night. We had that in the first day. Didn't we have that? Day number one, yeah. We separated the night from the day. So were we doing the same thing again? What's happening here? Zeti Rashi. Miyom Rishon Nivru. On the first day that we created, Urubravi, on the fourth day, Tziva Alehem, he commanded upon them, Lihitalot Birukia, to hang them up, right? In the Rukia, you know? Like the decorations, you hang it up. They're around, But they weren't in their tafkid, they weren't in their position. They were put in their position on the fourth day. Earlier Rashi also said, Et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, everything in the heavens were created in potential on the first day. Ve-et ha-aretz, everything in potential on the land on the first day. That means intrinsically it was all there on the first day. It was just made, put into its actuality in a certain sense on the fourth day. There's a new actuality, it's going to be on the sixth day when Adam Rishon prayed, but there's different levels of potential, then actuality, then actualization that's going to see on the sixth day. You understand? So the world is taking stages. You with me? It's stages. There's the potential, there's the actualization of that potential, and the putting into coming into into actualization, right? Yeah? So that's what's happening today. They're put into its place. But we haven't yet come into actualization yet. That's going to happen on the sixth day. So it says, right? So he hung them up. Right? V'ken kol toldot shemayim va'aretz, all the generations, all that which came of the heavens and the earth, right? Nivru miyom rishon, were created on the first day. V'kol echad ve'echad, and each one, nikva biyom shenigzar alav, were fixed on the day that it was decreed on it. Who? Hu shekatuv et ha-shamayim, it says et ha-shamayim, lirbot toldotem, to include that which comes from the heavens, ve'et ha'aretz, and the lands, lirbot toldotehim. Right? So it means, now we've been told a new thing here. We've been told on this fourth day, because this is much more clear, we know there's been night and day, the separation of night and day. So what happens here, we're telling us we create the lights to separate between night and day. It says, there was a potential for that on the first day. And learn from this, pasuk, that all the heavens and the earth in potential created on the first day, and they were put into their place on the representing days. That's what we learn from this passage to all of them. You with me? Okay. That's what he's saying. Why does it have to be in such a way? Just, you know, created ex nihilo on this day. Why is there, we're going to different levels of potential. We're going to potential, more actualization than man, we're going to see. Rashi's going to say, when he daven on the sixth day, we get there, full potential. Why are we doing it in such stages? God could do something, you know, let there be man. Boom, here it is. I created him from zero. Here it is, the man, he stands up. Why did God have to take these stages? It'd be like potential. Because
the process is as important as the outcome.
Okay, but we remember what our purpose is. We're trying to learn a piece of Torah, right? He's not teaching us, oh, there was a big bang, there was a gas, right? A cosmos gas, or whatever it's called, right? And then little by little, things formed, right? There was a formation, then not telling us that. I mean, maybe it was that way, I don't know. I have no clue. Doesn't interest me. What Torah is he teaching us? That there's something which God brings into the world, and there's levels of coming into potential. And then finally with man, the world comes into it. Actualization, right? Why? What's the teaching from this?
It teaches us how to create ourselves while we're here on earth.
To say it better.
It teaches us that we need to take the potential we're given and actualize it.
Oh, that's the whole purpose of creation. We're going to see that. The whole purpose of creation, we've said that all the time, is it taking that potential, that's what God's doing, and bringing it into levels of actualization. There will be different levels of actualization in our lives. You will have an idea in your head, then that idea you might express as an idea on a piece of paper, right? For example, you're an engineer, right? So you first of all have an idea, building a bridge, it's an idea. Then you draw it out, make the plans, that's a different level, right? Then you have to go to get all the planning permission. That's another level, right? But okay. And then building it, it's a new level of actualization. Now when you built that bridge, you know how much steel to use and how much thing. But in the actual coming, you don't know how many nails to put in or how many bolts and things. That happens when you're actually building it. It comes more of an actualization when you actually do it. You understand? The purpose of our reality, and that's what we're being told here, is to bring things to a new level of actualization. And that's always true. A person can come to a new level of actualization about a lot of things in himself. There's a lot of things in us that need to come to new levels of actualization. And that's a continual thing for us to do. Creation is about that. That's why the world was created. That's what the process of creation of the world is as well. You with me? So that's telling us also a deeper level of purpose. Now remember, we're going to learn about male-female. And I told you this from the beginning. This is the concept of the male-female. That's why female is so important here. The male is the form. The female is that which brings the form into its actualization. So everyone's born with a form. His purpose is to bring that female into his life. Whatever that female is, that concept, conceptually. You with me? You understand? Now we're going to see this on today. Let's see what happens here. So it says, Yehi Ma'orot, the next Rashi. Chase Vav, it's missing a Vav. Ma'arat. K'tiv. Al Shehu Yom Ma'arat, it's a day of cursing. Lipol Achsara, it's a certain type of disease. Betinokot, and children. Hu Shushanin B'Ravi Haimit Anim, therefore on the fourth day, there was a Tanis. We made a fast. Al Askara. It's a day when this can bad happen, because since the Ma'orot, the heavenly bodies, were written in such a way, bad things can happen to the world because Chumash missed out a few vavs or a vav. Okay, so because God missed out a vav, it's a bad day for us, right? What's this to do with the Ma'orot? Remember we said that obviously means something happened to the Ma'orot today which was bad. If today, the fourth day, it represents that there's bad in the world, that means something bad happened today. Something that shouldn't have really happened.
How could that be? Something shouldn't have happened.
It means it wasn't, there was something that we don't, it's not how it should be. Remember, I told you, every day we're going to see.
God made a mistake?
No. I explained to you. Every day we saw Vayavdil, a separation. Remember, some sort of separation of heavens to earth, some sort of light from darkness, some separation. God did those things. So here intrinsically we're going to see there has to be some separation from the actualization of the world of how it should be. Remember we saw the tree? The tree produced its bark differently from its fruit. Different taste, it should have been the same. The trunk and the fruit of the tree should be the same. There's a separation from what God said and what the tree did. And we said it's because in the creation, intrinsically in creation, there is this concept of separation. Ultimately with God separating himself from the world. But that means it's intrinsic. So each day we're going to see this. So here, these ma'orot, which represent signs to the world, otot, there's a separation here. Now we're going to try and work out what exactly the separation here. Now let's see the next. Right? So it says, Lahavdil bein hayom bein halayla. To separate between the day and the night. Mishenignaz ha'or harishon. After the first light was hidden away. Aval b'shiva yemei breishis. On the 7 days of creation. Shimshu ha'or v'achoshech harishonim yachad. Bein b'yom bein b'layla. Between the days and between the nights. So what does Rashi mean here? That means, Rashi is going on the pasuk that we separated, these lights are there to separate between the day and the night. So it seems to be saying, the Rashi's problem is, the original light was hidden. So the original light was hidden, we don't have it. So Rashi is saying, no. The original light was hidden, but we still was giving light. The source
of the light was hidden.
Right. But we're still giving light during these 7 days. And the expression of that light is going to be the sun and the moon, which we're going to see now. Right? That's going to be an expression of this light. That means the light that we have in this world is still an expression of the Ora Ganuz. It's still an expression of that divine presence. It's me'ain, that divine presence. That's what light represents. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Okay. Vayu le'otot, and there'll be for signs. There will be for signs. Kisha ma'orot lokim, if the lights in the illuminaries get hit, what does it mean hit? Like you get a eclipse or whatever. Simen rahu le'olam, it's a bad sign to the world. Shenema me'otot hashamayim al techatu, from the signs of the heavens, don't be afraid. If you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein atem tzrichim lidog min ha-poranut, you don't have to worry about being punished. So what's it saying? You remember we talked this astrology? It means from the sun and the moon and the stars, you can tell about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with the world. But if you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're doing His will, you don't have to worry about that. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ein mazel liYisrael. There's no mazel in Klal Yisrael. We're lamala min ha-mazel. We're above mazel. What do you mean we're above mazel? That means there are certain rules about life. If humanity is behaving in a certain way, there's going to be a certain din in the world. There's going to be a certain punishment. There's going to be certain things which happen. If you're doing Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're beyond that. I.e., there is this concept of astrology that doesn't mean, you know, if you're born in the same month, 12 people, 12, you know, there's only 12 types of people in the world that have the same path history, right? Obviously, there's more detail than that. There's a Gemara on Shabbos. If you're born on a certain day and there's a certain time of the day, there's a certain mazel you have, right?
I heard a shir of that on last Shavuos. This last Shavuos, there was a whole class on that for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, there is. There's a Gemara on Shabbos about this. We don't understand. The Gros says that David HaMelech was born in Mazel Ma'adim. He was born Mars, I think. Mars is Ma'adim, it's red. So it represents Shvichas Domin, represents killing. Right? So he says, this person's going to kill. If he is a Rasha, Chas V'Shalom, he'll kill. If he's a Benoni, he'll be a Shochet. He'll shecht an animal. If he's a tzaddik, he'll do a bris milas. The person has to shed blood. That's his teva. He was created with such a teva. But he has a bechira to how to shed that blood. David HaMelech did milchemes ha-mitzvahs, did wars of mitzvahs, right? But there is a concept of there's a teva of a person. There's a concept that a person's born with a certain mazel and a certain teva. He has a choice how to use that teva in a proper way. Okay? Ula Moedim is going to be Moedim. Al Shem Ha'atid, that's speaking about the future. Shatidim Yisrael itztavot ala Moedim. They're going to be commanded on the festivals. Hem nimnim lemolad alavonim. They're counted according to the moon. Ula Yomim, and for days, Shimu Shacham Achetziyom, the sun is going to use half the day. B'shimim shalavana chetziyav hara yom shanim. That's going to be a whole day. Shanim lesof shin samach hei yamim. Right? Yigmru. Will be finished a year. Right? 365 days. We'll finish the year. Mahalchan. B'yud bet mazalot. The 12 mazalot in the heavens. 12 zodiacs, as you would call them. Hamashavti motam v'hu shana. That's a year. And they go back and they start another time. So it's telling us now, you have to understand, these heavenly bodies are somehow, if you can read them, teaching you about, there's an order. Now there's more of an order to the world. There's an order, there's an interaction. If you read them properly, you can see if you're behaving properly, they're doing things properly, they're giving you signs for Klal Yisrael, for Moedim, for festivals. There's days. We're structuring the day and time. We're structuring in the period of time you're going to have an interaction. This is giving you, this heavenly body is giving you some sort of interaction. You with me? They're like signs to how you understand your world. If you look into them, if you're an astrologist or whatever, you look, you'll be able to see. We're beyond that. We don't have to think about those things if we're doing Ratzon Hashem. We're beyond that. We're a higher level to that. Ein mazel Yisrael, we're lemala min ha-mazel. We don't get our shefa, we don't get our influence from them. But what do these things represent? They represent the illumination of the Or HaGanuz. And the darkness represents the not that illumination, i.e. the Ra in the world, the Choshech in the world. You with me? So it means reading these things properly will give you an understanding of what's happening in the world. There is a truth there. Now let's read Pasuk Tezai. I'm going to skip one Pasuk. Hama'orot Hagdolot. So it says he created the two big lights. Shavim Nivru'u. They were created equally. The sun and the moon were created equally. So there's no day, there's no dark, there's no night. Before, in the originally, when God created them, they created it equally. So we had a big sun, and we had a big moon. What did the moon do? It was as big as the sun. What did it used to do? It reflected. It was still a reflector. The moon didn't change who it was. It was still a reflection of the sun, but it gave off completely the sun's expression. You with me? You understanding what I'm saying? Originally, the purpose of the moon was to illuminate the darkness, the night, that it would be radiating like the sun. There would be a day and a night, but the night would be similar to the day. It would be an expression of what the day was. The night would be such an expression of the day that it would almost seem like day.
Wouldn't God need to make the night, whatever illuminates during the night, less dark to create more of a separation?
We're going to see what happened here. We're saying how originally it was created. There are two big lights. That means two sound as if they were equal in their bigness. Bigness means in terms of their illumination, but we're talking about illumination. And now we're going to see that one became small. Why did one become small? V'nit ma'ata halavana. And the lavana became smaller. Why? Ad shekitraga. She complained, va'amra, e efsha, it's impossible, l'shnei melachim, for two kings, shishtamshu b'keter echad, that will use one crown. It's impossible for two kings. What do you mean kings? That means the sun and the moon are in some way kings. One's a king, one's a queen, right? But they're kings. It's impossible for two of us to have the same crown. Mm-hmm. What does a crown represent? The moon there, one of the kings. You see the sun. You know the sun has a crown. You know the rays that come out, it looks like a crown, right? So you take the crown, you put it on the moon. The moon has a crown. What's his argument? No?
Power, authority.
Dominion, okay? They were arguing of... Now, if what I'm saying is correct, the moon was always a reflector. So what's the problem with two crowns? What's this argument? What are we talking about here? So let's go on with the argument. So what happened? Veta kochavim and the sun and the stars ayedei shemiet elavana, because she made smaller the levana, hirbes va'eha, Lefayes laf is data. It made bigger her. How you say svaya? Her hosts to appease her. So we have a little argument over here. The moon says it's impossible for there to be two crowns. The sun and the moon were radiating what? What were they radiating?
Sun's light.
The sun's light. But what does the sun's light represent? It represents the Or HaGanuz. It represents the divine presence, so to speak. It's impossible for there to be two people doing the same tafkid. Both the expressors. Night and day being the same. What's that? There has to be only one Keter. One has to be the main, and one has to be Tafel. One has to be... There has to be one king, and that's it. So what do they represent? That means they represent somehow kingship. What does kingship mean? Hello? What does kingship mean?
Ruling.
Ruling, okay, ruling. What else does it mean? What's a king? What's a Jewish king, at least? Kingship means a role model, an expressor of Malchus. Express Malchus means the expression of... Malchus by Judah, the expression of God's will. That's what Malchus. Malchus of Kodesh Baruch means the expression of his dominion. These are the expressions of the light in the world. This is the expression of God's radiance in the world. That's the expression of Malchus. The expression of His presence. There can only be one expressor. What does it mean there can only be one expressor? What was the argument? What was the argument? What was the problem about there being two expressors? She was never an expressor in of herself. The Levana, the moon. She was never an expressor. She was always an expression of the sun. So what's her argument? Now remember, we go back a little bit. These things are signs for us. Remember we said? These things are explaining, if we look deeply into them, we'll understand the world. Right? So obviously if we understand what's happening here, we're not going to understand. If you have two things which are giving equal light, what's going to happen? There's no light and darkness. Person's going to say, that's day, that's day. They're both day. What's the problem with saying that's day and that's day? What does darkness represent? What is night supposed to represent?
The absence of day.
The absence of day. The absence. Now what does day represent? The illumination of God's will in the world. That's what these things represent. If we have God's will expressed in night and day fully, where's the place for man to fill in that will? Where's the place for man to express that will? Where's the place in the world for that will to be more expressed? If you have God's radiance equally in the world, day and night, it's there. There has to be a difference in that expression of that will. There has to be a night. It's impossible for both times to be expressing His dominion in an equal way. So the Levana was Nitma'et. The expressor will not be a full expression of God's will. I were telling us that night, now the world, is not going to be a full expression of God's will. There's a part of the world where it's going to be dark. There's going to be a night to the world. There's going to be conceptually a night to the world. Why? That's why we know. Now that we know there's a night to the world, this is a day. Before today, remember, before today, night, the Or HaGanuz was the expressor in the night and the day equally. Till today, right, there was now going to be a day where it's more expressed and a night which is less expressed. You with me? What does that mean for us? That's the pshat. The pshat is very simple. The sun is the main reflector, represents God's dominion. Ultimately, they were created equally because our purpose is to be a complete reflector of God's dominion. That's the moon. Klal Yisrael represents that moon. Remember Kiddush HaKodesh, we say? Klal Yisrael is the reflector of HaKodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Ultimately, our purpose is to be a complete reflector. It's not shaykh for the world to be created when there's two kings, so to speak, two equal. There's nothing to do in the world. That's impossible. Kingship means when there's something who's the king and there's someone who's served in servitude to the king, something toffel to the king. The purpose of the people is to become one with the king, i.e. to completely live according to the king's rules. To be a complete reflector of His law, to be a complete expressor of that which He emanates. That's the purpose. That's why they created two ma'orot. That's why when we see something lacking in those heavenly bodies, there's something wrong that's happening to man. Man isn't that reflector. And so the ma'orot, we see eclipses, we see things that happen in the world, and those things are a sign, the astrology of that, right? That's a sign for Klal Yisrael, for everyone, for mankind, of what's happening into the world. See by Tower of Babel, right? The Tower of Babel, Rashi says, you have to understand it. Rashi says, they made smuchim. They've made this tower in Babel, which is the lowest part of the world, right? So to speak, whatever that means.
In a canyon.
Yeah, in a canyon, right? And they made this high tower, And Rashi says, and they put like props to hold the heavens from falling. Like, you know, these intelligent people, right? We exactly know. They put it. It's a concept. Conceptually, they didn't want the hashgacha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They didn't want a Kodesh Baruch Hu's dominion in the world. They wanted to have a place in the world which was not dependent on God, independent. That means they could do whatever they want, and the world will still be have kiyum. The still world will still carry on in a normal way. I create a place of evil. They didn't need God to give a kiyum to the world. They didn't need God to establish the world. The Ma'orot, the heavens, is an expression of how God is expressing. It's a sign of like how God is expressing himself to the world. The Mo'adim, our festivals are also that. Our festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, right? Those are times for God's major expression in the world. And that happens with the periods of time. I'm not going to go, each festival has its own specific form of expression. Mm-hmm. But that's what the Ma'arot are teaching us. And ultimately, the purpose is for these Ma'arot to give for night and day to be the same. Ultimately, in the world to come, as we said, this sign, remember we said? Ultimately, this line, this kav that we said, we want to bring it into the world. We want God's emanation to be equal into the world. That's what this represents. That's the same concept. You with me? And now you know, because the moon was chote, did this sin, as you said, you can't have two kings. So we made it smaller. That making it smaller made the fourth day a bad day. Ma'orot is ma'ara, is curse. It's bad. Because what happened is that mavdil, we took the world away from its completion today. The world was an emanation of God's radiance. Then now we create this concept of night, that night is not the same as day. So since night is not the same as day, this is a time for ma'ara. This is a time for curse. It's a time for ra that was now being expressed in the world. That's why the fourth day, there's a special, we make a tanis on the first day, the fourth day, so the children won't be killed. This is a day of puranut. This is the intrinsic in the Bria. This is a day which is a bad day because something bad happened on this day. You with me? You understand other Rashis?